You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've got a split that's absolutely bananas, according to the Pope.
If we pick the same one today, that's really going to... I've lost my tempie.
Date Fight!
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we will be testing the definition of the word great, or milking the rattlesnake of history to find the venom of entertainment.
I'm not being funny, but I feel like there's a bit of a moribund patch in history the last couple of days.
Yeah, March is... everyone's just getting ready for Easter? Is it because it's Lent?
Are people be wearing the Ides? Do people be wear the Ides?
Oh, yeah, is that maybe they'll be wearing the Ides.
I don't know.
But it's not the Ides for another week. There's another week till the Ides.
Amazing.
I think it's just Lent, isn't it? No Christians are doing anything, no Catholics are doing anything for most of history during this period because they're just sitting at home fasting.
Right.
It's essentially history's Ramadan.
Well, that makes sense.
We're going to go straight to the 7th of March, 1277, when Étienne Tompier, the Bishop of Paris, condemned 219 ideas.
Oh.
The year before, the Pope had told him there are too many people who have become radical Aristotelians in Paris. What's going on in Paris, Étienne? So Étienne sat down and took a commission, and for a whole year they looked through to work out what the things were that people thought that were wrong. And on the 7th of March, 1277, they announced all the things that were wrong, and there were 219 of them, including such things as that God can't move the universe, because that implies there is a void for the universe to move into, and as we all know, that is theologically impossible.
Oh.
They also revealed that God could have made more than one universe, but has decided not to, and revealed that to us through revelation. So we know that there's only one universe, despite that God could have made more if he wanted to, but he didn't want to.
Just didn't feel like it.
Yeah. He told us that astrology didn't work, astral bodies had no power over what happened on Earth. So some of them are actually quite sensible, but most of them weren't. Here is a list of ideas he condemned. He condemned that otters are wise, that you always find things in the last place you look, that burping is a compliment to your host.
Oh, right.
That absence makes the heart grow. That God is incapable of growing a beard so big he can't shave it. And that Noel Edmonds' Cheap, Cheap, Cheap is the most radical televisual experiment since the invention of the medium.
I loved Cheap, Cheap, Cheap.
Me too. Love it. I won't hear a word said against it.
It
was
so
the
good.
Best piece of daytime television.
Yeah.
Yes. Ever.
I would have, directorially, there are some changes I would have made.
Yes. I think in terms of, yes, the...
But... conceptually,
and in terms of production.
And actually in terms of the performance, the cast, amazing.
Excellent. And it was a brave and daring piece of television, and I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
No, I totally agree. I mean, the other guys were dross, but Noel Edmonds.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I mean, there were better character comics they could have hired, but...
No, Emily Lloyd-Saney, Alex Lowe, who else was in it? I mean, it was a genuinely amazing cast.
Yes.
Like, if it's online somewhere, go and dig it out. It was brilliant.
Gabby Best's in it. Good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the old history guff.
Oh, yeah. So that's 1277 for you and my considered opinions.
I've just thought what we should have done was call this podcast History, followed by like a sort of vulgar slang word for a stool.
Oh, yes.
Being at stool, you know, because it's that little thing you do for 10 minutes every day.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. And that also rhymes with another popular history podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my thinking.
Interesting.
Why didn't we think of that? Anyway, sorry. Let's go to the 7th of March, 1530.
Mm.
And after some petitioning from Henry VIII, the Pope turns round and says, no, you can't have a divorce. Of course you can't have a divorce.
Look,
what
you.
Nonsense
what's
is
a,
this?
What's a fine, big, fertile, fat man like you doing wanting a divorce?
Oh, but I'm bored of Catherine of Aragon. I want to marry Anne Boleyn.
I want to marry all the Boleyns.
No. Some people have said that from this moment, this seismic moment, which of course led to the investiture of the Church of England and all of that.
Yeah.
Some people say this is the reason why England has a bit of a funny attitude towards the European Union.
I reckon the Norman invasion probably had more to do with it.
I reckon it probably did too. But then...
Because they all got to be in charge that time. Suddenly all the French rock up and they're in charge and building castles and hiding in the castles.
Yeah. And calling pork.
Yep, pork. Not, you know...
Pig.
Pig slag, like we called it.
Is that what we called it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a Germanic word that sounds...
Pig cream. Yeah, why not? Mm. I love a nice pig cream.
Pig milk. I think it could be milk. Milk's a word we've had since... Oh, no, milk's ancient Britain, isn't it? Milk's one of the few we've got which is original ancient Britain.
Oh, really?
I think... No, it can't be, because it's in German, it's milk, so it must be Germanic.
All right, mate.
That's nonsense.
Okay, I don't care.
I'm talking through my hat,
Jake. That's fine. Let's have a birthday.
Let's. Happy birthday to Luther Burbank. Luther Burbank was born in 1849 on March the 7th, hence it's his birthday, and he was a botanist. He developed 800 strains and varieties of plants, including some sort of daisy, the fire poppy, and the russet Burbank potato. Currently, the russet Burbank potato is the most widely grown potato in North America. Do you know why that is, Jake? Do you know what they might use russet Burbank potatoes for?
Would it be French fries for a certain well-known...
It is. It's McDonald's French fries are all made of russet Burbank potatoes. So every time you eat one, think of Luther Burbank and curse his name for your ever-increasing gut.
I don't need McDonald's for my ever-increasing gut.
No, as the fat collects around your heart, remember Luther Burbank, whose fault this all is.
What a perfect segue into deaths. I wonder how imminent mine is. And Alice B. Toklas.
Oh.
Alice Babette Toklas died in 1967. She was part of a pretty groovy set in Paris in the early 20th century and the lifelong partner of Gertrude Stein.
Mm-hmm.
She left San Francisco in 1906 after the massive earthquake there. And then she went and she met Gertrude Stein and they hosted a salon. I didn't really know about that.
Mm.
But it was sort of very big with the expats. It's where you'd please use my house.
Oh.
People would come around and have stimulating... intercourse, people like Ernest Hemingway.
Social intercourse.
Yes. Mm. We're highly social. Paul Bowles, Thornton Wilder, Sherwood Anderson, and other names that sound made up to me. Picasso, Matisse and Braque.
See, this sounds fun from the outside, but I reckon actually going to one would be
because it's just people
boring.
Standing in a room talking about themselves.
So they're going, blooming Picasso, again.
But Alice B. Toklas sort of was a bit of a dog's body, I'm afraid. She was the confidant and lover, but also the cook, secretary, muse. I mean, what does that mean? Editor, critic, general organiser. Basically, she was the one cleaning the toilet.
Yeah.
And the publication of Gertrude Stein's purported memoirs in 1933 under the teasing title The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas became Stein's best-selling book.
Oh.
I feel like she was quite exploited, to be honest with you.
Yes. She did write a cookbook of her own, though, didn't she? I think there's an Alice B. Toklas cookbook, which was her response to the autobiography written for her by someone else.
Ah, cool.
So I imagine there's lots of little snide things.
Great recipes sour grapes, humble pie. Yeah.
Well, what an exciting day the 7th of March was. We were wrong to condemn it as an empty day.
Gosh, it...
So much happened.
Yes, it really was. That's it for today's Date Fight. We will be back with another one tomorrow. In the meantime, you can vote online if you go to twitter.com/date_fight.
Or facebook.com/datefight.
Yes, we will see you tomorrow for another one. Why not subscribe if you haven't done it yet? Mm. It's you know, it's not going to take up too much space on your phone and you might enjoy it.
Yeah, or become a Patreon. And then you can just feel happy about yourself and not bother listening to them.
Yeah, exactly. We will see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.